Joining us today is Susan Bartosh, the Director of External Affairs at Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio. It's the time of the year where you start seeing the Harvest for Hunger campaign at your local grocery stores, as well as just a reminder about food insecurity, hunger awareness. And Susan, we thank you for joining us this morning. So let's talk, I guess, a little bit about, before we get into the Second Harvest or the Harvest for Hunger campaign, a little more about Second Harvest. That's North Central Ohio. So how many counties are we talking about here?
Well, hi, Bruce. Thanks for having us on again this year. But so Second Harvest is the regional food bank in our area for and one of the 12 regional food banks that cover the state of Ohio. And we cover Lorain, Erie, Huron, and Crawford counties. And we're all part of the bigger umbrella of Feeding America.
And, of course, this is a ongoing service that you provide. I was just looking on your Facebook page and saw that you had many of the mobile food pantries for the month of February, even in a winter month. Weather's been nice for the folks that have been out there, no doubt, but it just shows that the need is there, and I assume the calendar gets filled up every month with different locations you have for that.
Well, this has been going on since even before the pandemic. We are in partnership with many of the schools, particularly in Lorain County, and it's a really great service for the communities in and around some of the school areas. So we've been doing this every month, and it's a scheduled thing throughout our whole entire region, and it's a really great way for those people that are in need to be able to access foods that may help them.
Right, and all sorts of food, shelf-stable foods, they call them. Those are the ones mm-hmm. in the boxes and the cans and things like that, but as well as produce, which is really a key to provide for people who need something.
And that's all year long. We have a very big commitment to healthy foods as best as we can, and so we work even with local growers and Ohio growers and farmers to make sure that there are not only shelf-stable items, as you mentioned, but protein items as we can, even from Ohio growers, as well as produce
right
all year.
Well, we talk about Ohio growers, you know, that's the, you work hand in hand with the, you talk about harvest in there for the farmers in the area, the best way to provide what they grow that can go to somebody in need for that, for sure.
And they're heavily into this partnership with us as well as the other regional food banks to make sure that certainly they are in business to fulfill their contracts with grocery stores and other groups, but they do work with us with their surplus, and it's actually a wonderful partnership that we're able to help and serve our community by making sure we're there to accept those items.
You recently had a kickoff campaign for Harvest for Hunger. Tell me a little bit about that, how that went, and the new honorary chair that you have this year, too.
Well, it was great. It was last week, last Thursday. The campaign is starting this weekend, but Cindy Anders from the Community Foundation is our honorary chair this year. And we're trying to just make sure we get the word out to everybody about the need. And in the past, we were able to use this time to kind of regroup from the Christmas holidays and start building up food and funds so that we can, in the summertime, restock the shelves. Well, we don't have that luxury of time anymore just because of what's going on out there, in the fact that as we're raising food and funds right now for Harvest for Hunger, we're literally getting those to all of our partner charities, which number now throughout our whole entire region, about 130 partner charities that will need to have their shelves restocked to be able to help.
Sometimes people maybe not think about that. They have a local food pantry or a church or an organization. You are sometimes behind most of them, or at least helping them have those shelves be full.
Right. That is that historically, because we've been doing this for 40 years, and it has been for so much of that time almost exclusively our network of partners. So we were always the middleman network of, we would do the fundraising, we would get the food, and we would supply food and funds to our network, and they would be doing food pantries, shelters, hot meal programs, or whatever, and they are still there, they're still doing that. But then we also are now doing direct distribution ourselves with our own staff and volunteers too. So we're kind of in that mix just because the need is so great. but we couldn't do it alone without these partners. And they have so many other things. Many of them are not, they are all not-for-profits. And they have a lot of things to worry about, too, in terms of getting their own volunteers. And many of them are just all volunteers running these soup kitchens and hot meal programs and things like that. So for us to be able to provide them with the food that they need to be able to serve their local community is great.
And I'm sure some of those also maybe they combine in maybe some sort of clothing type of assistance or just other type of things that go on. So there's a whole package that sometimes those on those individual levels, but you kind of focus on the food, providing the meals and that sort of thing. Harvest for Hunger campaign going on now. You'll see it at the different grocery stores where you'll be asked to donate a certain portion of money. Can you give us the equation about how dollars that I donate get translate into food or meals, if you would?
Sure. For every $1 that's donated to Second Harvest through Harvest for Hunger, we can provide 7 meals. And as well as if there's also a food component. So if somebody wants to run a food campaign and they drop it off at Second Harvest, 1.2 pounds of food is one meal. So everything's either poundage or in dollars. And we as being part of this network that I was explaining, that we're part of a network through Feeding America and certainly through our partners through Ohio, we have it's a collective power, as well as then also through our group of volunteers, because they help us with a lot of the work that we do. That's why we are able to take $1 and provide 7 meals. So it's very efficient. Your dollar goes a long way.
People say that a lot of times with Second Harvest, how that they know that the money goes well and it works well, and they can sort of see the results of that. SecondHarvestFoodBank.org, you can find out more details. Again, Harvest for Hunger campaign going on now. We're talking today with Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio. How's the volunteer staffing going? I know there was an ebb and a flow, especially during the pandemic, where there was people that were not allowed to help out. But how are things going? I see with these different types of food drives and distribution, there's obviously a lot of people wearing those vests, those bright-colored vests. So you know there's a lot of volunteers helping you out?
Right. Well, like I mentioned, that we're now also in the last, since really the beginning of the pandemic, we are doing direct distribution ourselves, and we continue to do that, that we need volunteers in our building to pack boxes, to sort through food, to do all of those kinds of things, which has been standard. That's been going on for the whole time we've been in existence. But then now we also have a component where we literally go out on a regular basis, 2-3 times a week, to some place that's already scheduled, it's within our district, and we put on these distributions. So we also need volunteers for that and getting food prepped for that. So volunteering, it's pretty robust. It's a lot of fun, lots of options. So it could be in our building, it could be out at a distribution. And we've got some really, really great volunteers, whether individually or, you know, through work groups come together and kind of do a team building thing. And they're able to help the community that way. So we rely on our volunteers. We appreciate them. We couldn't do all of this without them. And it really helps us get the work done. So anybody interested in volunteering, you just go to our website and there's a whole section and even a way to sign up.
What's going on with Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio? You've been doing this for quite a number of years. Has people's impressions of Second Harvest towards you changed over time? Did they understand it more? I know that you now have those brightly colored trucks that are out there since you've had that new distribution center. It's a little more visible than it was, not so much in the background, it seems.
Yes, absolutely. Those things that you had mentioned, Bruce, definitely make a difference. But I'll tell you what really maybe allowed people to see kind of what we do is when it was the pandemic and all the cars lined up and we were the ones out there. So people saw firsthand what we could do. And so it's that kind of thing that we do, that we still do, as well as then work with, like I said, our network of partner charities all throughout. Like Lorain County alone, I think we have about 80 not-for-profits that are working in somehow food distribution, that they're our partners and we give them their food and they run their hot meal program or pantry or shelter or what have you. But still, then we're out there too. So I think really, since people have been able to see firsthand what we've done or all the different things that we can do, or they've volunteered or they've come in our building, they've seen. So yes, I think people are much more open. And then also at the same time, these numbers are kind of staggering in terms of what's going on out there. And many people, they themselves have been in a situation where all of a sudden they, you know, hospitality industry kind of came to a stop during COVID. So all of a sudden people that were doing okay, all of a sudden needed our services. And so whether they themselves or family member or friend or neighbor or somebody, they've found out about that accessed services or just saw what we did. Yeah.
Sometimes you think that maybe it's sort of the same pocket of people over and over again, that they're just there. But you have data also that determines there's a lot of new people that have been able to benefit from Second Harvest too.
Absolutely. And we're all about the data, and we do need to keep that and certainly keep track of who's coming, where they're coming, demographics, regions, ages, and also where are the pockets that of people that are not served that maybe we can do something to get in and help them. And so in terms of data, we pre-pandemic we were serving just over 88,000 what we call unduplicated people, and now we're 40% that. And really since the beginning of this school year, the numbers are ticking up. And so last year we distributed about 12 million pounds of food, and we're right now at 26% higher distribution than we were at that time. So we're looking at more and more people accessing services.
Sometimes you get to the point where you think maybe we've got over the hill. In other words, we've got past the pandemic or something of that nature. Then you have inflation that hits. Yep. Where the money that someone has is now being spent in other ways. And sometimes food kind of suffers in a way, even though that seems to be what would be the primary thing that you would need.
Well, it's always a thing that you need to do every day, right? You can't just take a break for a week or two without food. But people are trying to manage their money, and there were all kinds of supports that were put into place, like SNAP benefits and things like that, that really did help people. But then when those benefits came to an end or were reduced, then we saw uptick again. And then, of course, you've got inflation and things like that. But people still need to pay their rent, repair their car, do those kinds of things, and utilities, everything. And they're going to do that. Those hard fixed assets and things are going to take care of that. And kind of like the slippery slope tends to be the food. Yes, we need that every day and all the time. But so many of us, even those of us that try to stick to a budget or whatever, it always kind of sometimes goes off the ledge. And then you just never know if there is even something that happens in a given month. Car repair, a medical bill, something happens. That's just the thing that squeezes them. So people may not be at any of our distributions every month, but generally in the gap, it's the food
sure.
that they're looking
to
for.
To be a part of that distribution, they need to contact you ahead of time and get information. How does that usually work? If you could just briefly take me through that process, if you could.
You're talking about for community members that are looking
yes,
to attend.
Sure.
Well, they can text. I mean, we have, people can text their registration because they must register, or sometimes people have pre-registered and they're on the records. And so then they have to update their records when they come. But yeah. And if people don't pre-register, like our Thanksgiving registrations are always like pre-registration only, but these weekly, monthly distributions, they can register right as they're driving through, but they do have to go through registration first, and then they're able to go through the line.
To the access and be mm-hmm. able to get the food that you've distributed. Mm-hmm. Again, secondharvestfoodbank.org. We're talking today with Susan Bartosz, Director of External Affairs of Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio. Right now, again, the Harvest for Hunger campaign is taking place, so you can help out any way, whether it's through the monetary donations, even volunteering is possible as well. You can check them out there for a lot of good information. Susan, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for sharing what's going on with Second Harvest today.
Thanks so much. Good seeing you again.